One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today on The Grave Talks, The Haunting of Emery Estate, with authors and paranormal investigators Rob Guttrow and Monique Toussoun. In their new book, The Haunting of Emery Estate, Rob Guttrow and Monique Toussoun recount their paranormal investigation at the notorious Emery Estate. What began as a routine ghost hunt soon spiraled into an unsettling experience where they encountered not one but three spirits. A young boy whose presence was both haunting and heartbreaking. The second spirit was mysteriously bound to an object, its energy tied to something from the past. But the third entity truly raised the stakes, a dark, troubling presence that seemed to leave an air of fear and unease in its wake. Today on The Grave Talks, we discuss the paranormal investigation of Emery Estate, uncovering the secrets of its spirits and the unsettling forces that lurk within. Well, I want to welcome back Rob Guttrow and Monique Toussoun. Thank you both for coming back on the show. I'm so excited to talk to you both. You're just amazing people, so this is going to be a fun conversation.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Now, you guys, the both of you, Rob's been on, I think this might be your fourth time.
I think so.
I think it is your fourth. And but we did an episode together a while back called Love Acceptance in the Spirit World. And I would advise everyone to go back and listen to that too and get a feel for both of you because, you know, we talked about a lot of things that we're not going to cover again in this episode. But we did kind of tease in that episode that you guys were coming back. And here you are because you have a book out called The Haunting of Emery Estate. And congratulations on that. How does that feel?
Incredible. This was my first ever book, and I would have never written a book had it not been for Rob. So I'm completely in debt forever to this man. And I really am so humbled about it. And it really means the world to me because, you know, it's already turning into future projects. And it was something on my bucket list I never knew needed to be there.
Well, and Rob, I don't know how many you have written because you've got a couple, few different series of books that you've written. So, mm-hmm. How many have you written in total?
This is number 12.
Wow, isn't it amazing? Every time you actually see it in print, and it's like, oh my gosh, I did this.
Yeah, it's. So the thing was, I never set out to write books, but I've acquired so much knowledge since I've been able to communicate with people and pets who passed that I wanted to share it with others so that they would develop an understanding.
And you are interesting to me, Rob, because you do have a science background, because you have a background in meteorology, which I'm also mm-hmm. fascinated by. I love weather and everything about weather. I don't know what it is. But I've never studied it, but I try to read the weather geek talk, you know, in the forecast discussions and stuff. But so you have this scientific brain, but you also have this other part of you. And a lot of people who have more science brains, they're not mm-hmm. always open to the paranormal the way you are and the way you can communicate. So I find that really interesting about you. When did you discover you had that ability?
For me, it was back when I was 13 and I saw my granddad appear to me six, 7 months after he died, and he scared me. And then my puppy passed in 2005, reawakened everything, taught me how pets communicate, which is one of the other series that both you and Monique are very familiar with. Mm-hmm. And from there, it was pets and people and earthbound ghosts versus spirits who've crossed over. But in this particular case, we met three earthbound ghosts.
At one location, at Emery Estate.
In a matter of 4 hours.
Which is crazy, isn't it?
And yes, yeah.
Now, how did the two of you end up at Emery Estate? Is it estates, plural, or just estates?
Emery Estates. Okay. No, it's Emery Estate.
Okay.
Rob pretty much has been stalking me for a very long time.
In a friendly way, I hope.
No, I'm just kidding. We met at a Paracon last year, and we ended up, I followed him around. I was chasing him around, actually, because I knew he was the pet medium, and I was so excited to, you know, get into the brain of the pet medium. And we didn't have a lot of time to talk that day. It was very busy, and we ended up just connecting afterwards, had a lot in common, and then we kind of started talking about doing events together at some point, and it just never was working out. And then one day Rob saw the photo of Emery Estate on Facebook, the flyer I was doing the event there. And he's like, I can do this one. I can be in that area and I can do this. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And we put him on the thing. And then that's the story. It, you know, from there it was magic.
It's in the town next to the city I grew up in.
Oh, so it was kind of meant to be.
Yes.
Because you would be very familiar with the town that is next to the one you grew up in.
I did. I was. And I knew where every Dunkin' Donuts location is.
How could you not? They have delicious donuts.
Yes.
And
everyone runs on Dunkin's up here.
And Monique also has an interesting angle. You also do paranormal investigations in drag.
I do. And I have.
I find fascinating.
Yeah, and you know, I never thought it would be fascinating because I've done paranormal for, I don't know, 15 years. I've done drag for about 20 years. And I didn't combine the two until COVID when I couldn't go to bars. And I realized the first night I went ghost hunting in drag that it turns me into the most unique trigger object ever, because even the spirits have no clue what the heck to do with me. And that very first night we got an EVP that said, he's a lady. And I'm like, they're joking with me. They're messing around with the fact that I'm a guy in a dress. And it kind of got me hooked on it. And now when I go places, I've had people tell me, they're like, usually this place is really quiet. We don't get a lot. The nights I go, it's almost like the fireworks went off and I fed the whole atmosphere and things are able to get stronger and communicate further.
Do you think, too, when you're in drag as Monique, that you have a different, I don't want to say completely different personality, but you carry yourself differently. You do have a different personality. Maybe you're more outgoing as Monique.
Yeah, and I've always thought of drag as one of the highest forms of energy. You know, like, we are getting ready to go entertain, and we put on a show in 3 minutes. You know, we're very high energy, and we have a lot of fun. And it's almost like I like to compare it to a clown, but I also don't like to compare it to a clown. But you think about it, it's the person bringing happiness, the one that's trying to make people laugh. We're just high energy, high vibration people.
Totally, and it's a performance art. And, you know, so when you are in drag and you go on location to do an investigation, I would think there would be some bit of performance with it as well. Not that you're going to break out and do I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor or anything like that, but it's just the way you carry yourself.
That would be cool.
I mean, it would be cool, actually. I mean, that would be kind of fun.
We have not performed. I don't think I've ever performed in a haunted location. I was asked to get on a stripper pole at one. And that one was pretty funny. And it didn't really do anything, but it was kind of just a funny thing that we did.
It's like, okay, getting on the stripper pole, I would personally be like, I'm going to break a damn hip. So no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I can't dance, so it didn't look good, but at least everyone got a laugh out of it.
I do have to say, Carol, that Monique adds quite a number of things to any paranormal investigation. She adds levity. She has the greatest personality. She always makes me laugh and always makes people smile. And she is so serious about the paranormal investigating. And in this particular instance, we had three groups. I'll let Monique explain this, but we had three different groups of public investigators come through. And she gave them explicit instructions that they need to, you know, be quiet so that we can connect to the ghosts that were there and be respectful of them. So I'll let Monique go from there.
Yeah. Tell me about how you organized that night.
So every time we do an event, this is kind of like my thing. I'm a little OCD, which is good in my brain, but in some people's it might not be. But it works for me and it makes me organized. It makes me very detail oriented. And so anytime I do an event, this one specifically, we had 40 people for this. So there was no way we were going to be able to stay as a large group of 40 because it's just not going to get anything out of that night with 40 people being loud. So we break into thirds. And I had hired some of my friends who I know are different paranormal investigators. And I always try to have three very different teams, one that's medium led, one that's tool led. So each unique investigation is unique in itself. And so me and Rob ended up picking the second floor of this one, but we always have that spiel where we talk about how you need to be respectful. We also talk about the tools. I think it's very important to educate the guests about what we're using. So when we're in the actual field, they already know what's happening with some of these tools. So, you know, like if we're using tripwire, they already know that they are individually reactive, or, you know, it's always bringing them in and making them feel like they're part of the night because they absolutely are. And their energy is feeding that night as well. And Rob helps me with this, too, and we teach them how to trust their guts and take deep breaths and to leave their nonsense behind and don't bring what happened in the day with them, because that can absolutely feed their emotions during an investigation as well. And you know, at the end of the day, the most important thing to me is that people are not antagonizing the spirits, being rude. Mm-hmm. They're not making jokes out of the spirits. You know, we laugh, we have fun, we crack jokes, but we're never, ever disrespectful to the spirits mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really important.
Yeah, they're people. And that's one thing that, you know, someone came up to me one time, and this is one sentence that sat in my head forever. And I was really afraid one of the first few times I went ghost hunting, and someone looked at me and goes, "You realize they're just people who have passed away. You don't need to be afraid of them. They're just people." Mm-hmm. And they have a story that wants to be told. And that, I think in my head, that always clicked with me. And I always just was like, yeah, why am I afraid of them? I'm afraid of them because they're making me do this in the dark.
True,
so I don't know what
true.
To expect or whatever. So
there are some people in real life I'm kind of afraid of. So I think that could kind of carry over too. You know, once you pass, if you were someone people were afraid of or intimidating and you kind of encountered someone like that when you were there.
Yeah. And you typically, if you're going to feel that too, you can feel that anger. Sometimes it affects your anger, makes you angry, you know, and that's how spirit communicates. And It can be very intense. We had people at this Emory event that it's in the book. We talk about this. We had one person that was so physically affected by a spirit. Mm. Rob had to give her a crystal and tell her to hold it. And we had to like protect her a little bit.
And that was interesting. And I did actually want to bring that up because wasn't that the person who had problems with anxiety and depression?
Yes.
And so that to me kind of opens you up for some stuff. You know, if you go in and you're feeling anxiety and you're feeling the depression, not that people who have those issues can't do paranormal investigations. I'm not saying that. But it's that if you're having an episode where you're really bothered by some things, it might not be a good day to go do some paranormal investigating.
I feel like we're all some form of anxiety or depression. I feel like every human has got some. But yeah, it's someone who's actually like really, really deep into it, not somebody who's lightly affected by it, but heavily. And this person probably was more heavily affected by, you know, her personal life versus the spiritual realm. And it definitely went after her that night.
Yeah, she was. I would say, Carol, that she was probably the most vulnerable of everybody that was there because she did admit that she was medicated for depression and anxiety. And depression and anxiety are two negative emotional energies that fuel a ghost. When you have a ghost full of negative emotional energy next to a living person that is radiating negative emotional energy, it's going to adversely affect that person. And that's exactly what happened. It just magnified what she was feeling.
Mm. So that was pretty intense.
I've had it happen to me too. Yeah, it definitely is something. And I went to a location and there was a spirit there and I started to get really upset and I was getting very upset and mean. And everyone's like, you need to go outside and take a break. And as soon as I walked out, that front door gone. And when we went back in there, we asked the caretakers about this and the caretakers had told us that there were very angry men in this part of the building and that had passed on in there. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm probably like unintentionally absorbing some of this anger and spewing it back out.
Yeah. Now, I did want to ask about Emery Estate itself. Can you tell us a little bit about the estate, about the building and why you wanted to go there?
Well, I can tell you a little bit about the history. And,
sure.
Yeah.
And Monique can tell you about why we wanted to go there.
Sure.
So the estate is, it's historic, of course. It's on a 24-acre property. So there's a lot of land around it. And it's on a hill. It's on a hilltop. And it's located about 12 miles southeast of Boston. The cool thing about this is that when it was built to resemble George Washington's Mount Vernon estate in Virginia. So if you've been there, you'll notice the similarities, except this is not in pristine shape like the other one. I think 13 years after it was built, it was sold to the Emery family, and they were wool traders that used the land. So there was the land that surrounded it, the 24 acres, was likely loaded with sheep. And in 2011, the town finally purchased the land, and it's the town of Weymouth that now owns it.
Yeah, and we ended up at this location kind of out of luck, honestly. I have a very hard time getting locations to take me seriously because I do it in drag. I face a lot more, ignores than a lot of people do, and I had just reached out to somebody on a whim, and I was like, I'm not getting a lot of luck up here in New England. I really would like to do an event and make a relationship with you. And I know this lady had run three different places. And I was like, maybe she'll let me into one of them. And she immediately was like, oh, I have no room for hate here. And I'd love for you to do an event. And so I did do an event. And I mean, this event sold out so quick. Mm. And it's in the book, in part of the part that I wrote about in the first part of the book where I talk about the same thing I just said, where locations don't typically take me seriously or let me into them. Some of them straight up just ignore me. So it really meant the world that she did that. And I mean, I think we proved to her that, this is something that people do want. You know, they want the tickets. They wanted to be ghost hunting with a drag queen or else we wouldn't have sold out.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I was telling my friends about the last, our last episode together. And they were like, oh my God, I want to go and do an investigation with her. And I'm like, but we'd have to fly there. So one of these days, we'll put it on our bucket list. But I've had so many people tell me that, like, they would love it. And I just think it gives the whole investigation to a different energy. And it might even make some people who would be really nervous about it maybe a little less nervous.
Mm-hmm.
That is something I do pride myself on. And there's this client of mine that comes ghost hunting, and her and her son bonded over the movie Ghostbusters. And his friends kind of made fun of him for going ghost hunting with a drag queen. And she overheard them talking, and he immediately came to my defense, and he goes, "Are you kidding me? Ghost hunting with a drag queen is the best thing ever, because anytime I get really scared, she says something really stupid and I start laughing so and it sweet. Takes away that fear." So exactly what you just said, I heard that from her, and I'm like, this is the best thing ever. You know, a heterosexual, like 18-year-old boy is coming to my defense in a high school setting.
I love that so much. If they could all be more like that.
Exactly. You know, it just shows that, you know, just because somebody is in a different, you know, community than you are, they might not be against you. They are defending me, which is not when I grew up. When I grew up an 18-year-old straight guy, I would never defend a gay person.
Mm-mm.
You know, it just wasn't heard of back then. So I still get shocked when things like that do happen.
Now, this is a big building. It's a good, it is called an estate. And so it's good size. But you had you get the different investigators, and you each kind of did a floor and then rotated through.
Yes. So each paranormal team, myself and Rob were on one floor. Candace and Derek, who are the paraclauses, were on the third floor. We were on the second floor.
Go back, then, back up and explain the paraclauses.
Okay, yeah, so the paraclauses.
You can't just drop the paraclauses without explaining
No, and they're so unique. I actually gave them their name, the paraclauses. but I had met them at a drag show at one point, and then they had heard that I was doing investigations in drag, and then we connected at an investigation. And I found out that we had this massive amount in common with the investigation stuff. And then I realized after meeting them and really hanging out with them, they do Santa and Mrs. Claus, and they do it for charity. They go to people's homes for free and everything during the month of December. And then it just one investigation last year we did where we did an event in the month of December, and it was in a place that had a lot of Christmas trees. We had the paraclauses come, and they sat in front of the tree, and we put on a radio, and they talked to the children, and the children were coming through the radio like,
oh wow,
in the most amazing way. And you could feel the love in the room when this happened. So now they're just forever the paraclauses, regardless if they're, you know, in Santa costume or not. They're just known as the paraclauses up here.
Just love that so much.
Yeah. We had them stationed on the third floor of Emory, and the candy is sensitive. And then we had put our friend Thomas in the basement. So there's a basement, a first floor, a second floor, and a third floor. And when we separated, we would tell them, you know, just really try and keep your voices down on your floor so we don't have bleeding coming through the flooring or the ceilings. Mm-hmm. And just so we don't interfere with each other's investigations, which I think went extremely well because we didn't have a single moment in that night where any interference came through.
No, and so nobody was on the first floor, Carol. That's where we did. That's where Monique introduced the public, the groups, and gave them the rundown and introduced the equipment, told them how it worked and so forth. So we didn't have anybody stationed on the first floor, which was okay because all the activity was on the other three floors.
Yeah.
You took a group and the other two, they each had a group, so you were able to break up. And Rob, there was a link to a really short YouTube clip of you in front of the estate before you went in, and you're like, I have a sense of foreboding. Like,
yeah, you knew. I was not getting a good feeling when I was approaching the estate. So normally I don't even make little videos unless I'm on vacation, but I had to stop in front of the estate and I had to take a short little clip so that I had it on record that before I even set foot in the house, I knew that there was something that's going to have kind of a chilling twist. And sure enough, by the end, we found it.
Monique, did you also, because had you actually investigated the location before?
No.
So this was your first time as well. Did you have that same kind of feeling?
I had a feeling of dread, like in some parts of the building, but the third floor really messed with me. But I felt like the energy in there was very heavy, but it wasn't bad in any way for me, except for the third floor.
Now, yeah, we took a preliminary walkthrough, Carol, and that third floor was not a happy place for us.
Mm-mm.
So that's why we decided to let somebody else take the third floor, and okay. We took the second floor.
Because I was going to say, I thought you guys were on the second floor. Did you do a little bit on the third floor at all?
Rob had a hard time crossing the thresholds of the third floor.
Okay, it was that intense.
Yeah, there was rumors of like really bad child abuse up there, there was a lot of things that were happening that we were let in on by some people. But you know, you could really feel it. And one thing about the third floor, when I got there, Rob wasn't there yet. I went up to the third floor, and I ended up having to sit down in the chair. And the guy that was doing the tour, he's like, "Why are you sitting down?" And I'm like, "I'm so overwhelmed right now. Like, I feel like I need to take a break and just sit down." And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "You're picking up on what's happening up here." And I'm like, "Yeah." And I kept telling him, I'm like, "There's an old woman up here too. Like that, she's kind of like the, you know, like the librarian that's walking up and down the aisle, just kind of making sure everything's in its place."
And that when you say the old librarian, it makes me think of someone real strict.
Yes, like a mean old lady that is just, you know, making her rounds and making sure those people are being quiet and making sure that if they are disobeying, she's doing something about it. And I kind of got this evil old lady vibe, and not like anything non-human, just evil old woman. And it's the kids, I think, that were causing the emotions where we could not go up there.
Yeah, there was a lot of residual energy up there, Carol, too. And that, I think that's what I was feeling, like kids hiding and so forth. And one thing that's, you know, we weren't able to prove any abuse, but it certainly felt like that to, you know, to anybody who's sensitive. And one thing that's kind of interesting is that there was a history of people that lived in the house that were very religious. And that makes me think of a very strict, strict librarian, because, you know, so in the early 1900s and so forth, you know, when people were very religious, they could be very, very strict with their children. So I think that's part of it. But we can't be, you know, we couldn't be sure of it. But
kind of that whole children should be seen and not heard era, you know, where kids obey. And do what we say, which, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think that kids do need to obey. We all have been around that kid who hasn't really ever been disciplined. But, you know, it was different then.
Yeah.
And it could be very strict. I made a note that you were on the second floor and you got instant headache. What does that mean to you when you get an instant headache?
So that means that there's either an earthbound ghost present or a spirit who's crossed over that has come to visit. Because of their energy, we have our thoughts are little electrical impulses of energy, if you will. And because their energy, when they get close enough to you, they kind of overload the energy in your head. And that's why I get headaches when they're near.
Oh. Because I was like, because I know that, you know, I think you also feel sometimes the death in the manner of death, like you can't breathe or something. So I was like, could that be connected with that? But not necessarily.
Yeah, not necessarily. It all depends on the ghost. We just did another investigation together where I felt like I was hit hard in the back of the head, and that it turned out that there was somebody associated with one of the people there that died that way.
Yeah, we both got that at one point too in that same room. Like, it was bad. That was the first time too. And in that same night, we also had our legs hurting at the same time. And we were like, what is going on? And it was someone lost a leg. And we were both picking up on the same leg and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is not the Emory Estate investigation. This is another one that we just did.
And I do want to ask you about that one in a minute. Because I know you both did a book signing recently and investigation, which sounded pretty awesome. So I did want to ask you about that. I think last time in our last conversation together, we were talking about Monique and how kids seem to be really attracted to you and drawn to you. Well, kids and ghost children. So maybe in real life too. But so you encountered a little boy ghost. right off the bat, didn't you?
Yeah, and he came through pretty quick, and we really felt him through a heat sensor, too. So there was a hot-cold sensor, and he would not let go of my hand that night. It was almost like I thought for a minute that he just wanted to talk and he was communicating, but as you know from reading the book, there was more going on than him trying to talk to us. And, you know, I just kind of sat there, and I wasn't going to let this little boy go. I was going to hold on to him as long as I could because the spirit was so intense. And anytime I feel children, it's always my legs get really tingly. Like, they almost feel like I'm being poked with pins. And then usually, like, this was telling me on my right side. So it was telling me that it was a male. So it was a boy. And it was just such an intense connection. And I don't think I've ever had a connection for that long with spirit in one sitting.
That's so interesting. And Rob, like, were you able to pick up on him as well? Were you able to get a different sense of him than Monique got?
Yeah, I was able to pick up on him. As soon as he connected with Monique, that's how I sketched the picture, actually, that appears in the book. And for those who are listening that don't know, what I do is when I go on paranormal investigations, I see what they look like in my mind sometimes, and I sketch them out. So there are a number of sketches in the book of the ghosts that we encountered. But one of the interesting things that Monique mentioned was the thermal spot tracker, the temperature sensor there, because that's one of the pieces of equipment that she uses with that, with the other thing called the Phasma box. Is that right, Monique?
Yeah, Phasma box is like a radio without white noise.
And words come out, you know, spirit, ghosts, earthbound ghosts or spirits who have crossed over can use that box to generate words. And I remember Monique, you asked the little boy to say your name, and the voice clearly said, "Hi, Monique." And everybody in the room was astounded to hear that.
Wow.
Yeah, we got really heavy reactions anytime that we really, like, I think at one point I called him Buddy. And when I did that, like, every light in the room started going off. And he was very, like, very close and very full of energy that night. And I'm pretty sure our equipment and us were feeding him to help him get to that strength that night. But it was really, really cool.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Rob Guttrow and Monique Toussoun about their book, Haunting of Emery Estate, available on Amazon or wherever books are sold. For more information, you can visit Rob's website at robguttrow.com or Monique's website at moniquetoussoun.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or you can also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.